Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Olin Krutz.
To be honest, when you take a really good look at this team, Big Ant, doesn't it feel like that's the way they have to win games? They're going to win games. It's going to be what you would call ugly wins. And I hope that eventually they can accept that identity.
Olin Krutz.
I went back and watched almost every snap that James Daniels had this year because I didn't like the move. It really bugged me when it happened because if somebody moved me from my position when we were playing bad on a four-game losing streak, I would feel like you're saying you're the biggest problem we got.
It's my fault.
And we got to make a move here to make our quarterback more comfortable.
Olin Krutz.
The Detroit Lions didn't have a lot of guys today, right? And the thing that bugs me, Big Ant, and here's my question for you. For the Chicago Bears we watched today, does that team beat the Rams?
Olin Krutz. Every week with Mully and Haw. He probably doesn't like you, but he loves to talk Bears with Mully and Haw.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. You look out the window and you see the snowy day and you just want to run downstairs and get your gifts. And Olin, you are our gift. Olin Krutz joins us on the El Pamonte Ford Hotline, El Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Olin. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I had a good night's sleep. Illinois won. Lovey's got me believing. I think now the Bears can go down there and beat the Rams. Now I believe it.
Now you believe it?
Now I believe it.
Well, I don't think, I like the way they handled their victory because Club Dub was open, but they didn't get up there and they weren't smug. They weren't overly celebratory. They understood that that was a game that you had to win. And my God, we haven't had a victory Monday in God knows how long. So there's more of a sense of relief than there is a sense of, you know, problem solved. But you got to win. And I don't know what's wrong with winning the way they won. Anything you got to do to win, I think for whatever reason, maybe it's the coach, maybe he wants to win a certain way, and that's what worries me about the Bears right now.
Right, and what really separated these two teams in this game was the Kwiatkowski interception, right, which Kyle is right there in front of the receiver to pick that off too. So you had two guys ready to intercept Driscoll's pass, and we get the ball there close to the end zone and score, and that ends up being the difference in the game. So when we talk about the Chicago Bears, they're going to have to win turnover battles. They're going to have to get maybe some special team scores, try to control the clock a little more than they did yesterday and run the ball a little bit more. And I think that's going to have to be this team's identity, guys, because if you take a good look at the Detroit Lions defense when they came in and they were missing guys yesterday anyway, like Bronecker runs that route on, I think, what is their third string free safety, right? And beats their Will Harris, their rookie, who had to come in because of their injuries. And they only put 20 points on the 31st ranked defense in the NFL and only put 226 yards on guys giving up over 420 yards coming into the game. So that tells you that our offense, no matter who we play, is not going to be very explosive, not going to put up a lot of points and a lot of yards. So we're going to need turnovers. We're going to need some help from Cordero Patterson and Tariq Cohen on special teams. And our defense is going to have to hold teams to under 20 points like they did yesterday for us to get some wins.
Olin, you had the best analogy I've seen so far in comparing Mitch Trubisky or talking about his game, and you compared it to your golf game and how you go out on the weekend and you're not a really good golfer, but you hit a shot, 3 wood down the fairway, and boy, you feel good about your game. And boy, you hit that chip shot, and it makes you believe that maybe anything is possible and things aren't as bad as they seem. And then maybe you go back to having a bad, crummy golf game again, and you top it off and you hit it in the woods. Is that what you saw yesterday? Was yesterday the three wood in the middle of the fairway for Mitch Trubisky? And can you think that that is sustainable?
Yeah, Mitch is. I mean, Mitch kind of after this year, right? This year, that's what he's been. He's been, you know, they've been three and out, three and out, three and out, get a first down, another three and out. And really, it's the whole offense, right? If you look at their first three drives, he missed Gabriel. You know, he didn't hit him with a good pass so he could turn up for that first down on their first third down. And then on their second drive, they get a third down with that quarterback sneak on third and one. And then on their next third down, it's a low snap and a little bit of pressure from the offensive line. And then right there, and then right on their next drive, guys, Gabriel drops it. So it's the whole offense, right? And I think in there on that second drive, the third down, I think that's where Bobby Massey jumped out of whatever reason. We're in empty formation on third and one. So when you look at this offense, it's really not just, you know, Mitch isn't playing great this year, but that is a really good example right there, guys, in yesterday's game. That really, it really is, the whole offense is just not performing. When Mitch does make a good throw, like he did to Gabriel, he drops it. When Gabriel does get open, Mitch doesn't get him a ball to get a first down, or Bobby Massey jumps offside, or we get a low snap from Cody Whitehair, and then Trey Flowers beats James Daniels in the middle and gets pressure on Mitch. So, you know, it's not just Mitch Trubisky, but he is not playing well, but his teammates are not helping him what he's doing. But all of a sudden then, like you said, he'll be on his back foot after they open the second half with a fumble snap from Cody Whitehair on the ground, and Mitch picks it up and runs for 8 yards. Then he's off his back foot and throws one up to Allen Robinson, who's on Slay, who is a very, very good cornerback, one of the best man cover corners in the league, and the Bears go after him out of all people. And Allen Robinson, which we all know what kind of year he's having, he actually beats him. So that's the kind of uneven year the Chicago Bears offense is having.
What, you know, you mentioned the shotgun snap from Cody Whitehair. There were a few issues with that, and the coach kind of downplayed it in the post game. And we heard you coming in talking to Anthony Heron about the idea that you didn't like that change. Is that a permanent change? Do you change that back? Can you change it back? Is it a done deal? And how do you respond if you're James Daniels?
Can I change it back? I would. If you ask me if I would change it back, yes, I would change it back. No, I don't think they're not going to change it back this year. That's what they're going with. And they went with it, to be fair to them. And, you know, I was telling Ann Heron in the post game that I did watch every play, and they do have some communication issues. And right now in their careers, Cody Whitehair is better at communicating than James Daniels is. And if you ask me where James Daniels' problem is right now, when I watch the film, it's his awareness. It's seeing things, it's seeing blitzes, but the Bears were getting beat by those same blitzes and those same games yesterday. And the reason why they didn't take a victory lap, and the reason why I didn't like Mitch Trubisky's response after the game, was after you give up 5 sacks and you only rush 24 times for 81 yards for a 3.4 average, it's not a time to say how much better your offensive line played and how much better Cody Whitehair did there. Now, if you're asking me how I would have felt, that wouldn't have went over real well with me if you would have tried to move me from center to left guard when we're going through a 4-game losing streak. I wouldn't have been happy about it. But for a young kid like James Daniels, what does he do? I mean, he's got to go there. And he credited him yesterday. He had some big, big run blocks, struggled a little bit in pass pro, which you would expect since he hasn't been in a left-handed stance, taking that kick step for a while. So I think they handled it as well as they could. And this is no knock on Cody Whitehair, guys. He's been their best offensive lineman this year. He is consistent. The contract they gave him reflects the fact that Cody Whitehair is an ultimate team player, a good leader for them, and a very good offensive lineman.
You know, Olin, from the outside looking in, it sounded as if post-game, from those comments and from you kind of reading between the lines, that Mitch Trubisky probably had some input into that move because it made him more comfortable identifying defenses, working with Cody, a guy that provided him maybe a better sense of comfort you know, taking snaps or in the pocket or whatever it is, because you needed to unlock whatever was keeping your whole quarterback back. Number one, do you think that he did have input? And number two, how would that go over in the locker room?
Yeah, I don't want to guess, Dave, but, you know, it did not sound – it wasn't – for me, and I know a lot of people say, well, he's just answering the question. For me, it wasn't the right answer at the right time. It wasn't a time to go all in on me and Cody are close. Cody gets everybody aligned up there, which, you know, for me right away, it just says that James Daniels doesn't, right? So
right.
If you think about it in another way, it's like if someone went to James Daniels after they put Chase at quarterback and they were like, man, what'd you feel about, oh, me and Chase are so close. And at least Chase knows where the blitzes are coming from and he gets us lined up and he gets us moving in the right direction. That wouldn't be the right answer either for James Daniels there. So, no, I didn't like the answer because I just think at that point, you're the quarterback. You guys stole a win from the Detroit Lions and at that, who didn't have their starting quarterback. And really all you have to say there is, that was a coach's decision and that's what we're going with, because you got to understand that if you go all in on how well Cody Whitehair is doing there and how he can get guys on everybody and how the communication is better and how his leadership is good at his leadership role and all those things, then it's kind of a knock on James Daniels. And I know that people say, well, James got to deal with it, and he will. But if you are the leader of the team and you stand up at that podium and you always say, we, and you barely give in any answers, then why to that one question did you go all in?
This is our conversation with Olin Krutz live, brought to you by your local Ford dealers and the Ford Tough F-150, the official truck of the Chicago Bears. And Olin, we'll let you go just on the way out. And I don't know if this is too much of a philosophical dilemma, but is there a battle going on kind of with Matt Nagy in terms of wanting to run his system versus wanting to run or having to run what Mitch does best? Because it seems like two different things sometimes.
Yeah, not only what Mitch does best, it's what their offense does best, right?
Yeah, yeah.
People ask, after that 4th-and-1 from the 29, what changed? Well, they were in no huddle. That's what's worked for them this year, right? They were in no huddle, a little bit of no huddle. The Detroit Lions were a little softer in their defense, right? They're in their 2-minute defense zone, and Mitch Trubisky starts attacking them in the middle of the field. If you go back and look at their offense this year, guys, in the first half, no huddle is the only thing that's worked for them. And then in the second half, the only thing that's worked for them is running the ball and max protection play action. So you keep waiting for them to open the game with no huddle, moving Mitch out of the pocket or I formation. But we have to keep, I think they're averaging now maybe a little over 6 points a game in the first half. And if you take out HaHa Clinton Dix's touchdown and Cordero Patterson's return, you are now under 4 points a game in the first half. They need to start faster, and they need to start by doing the things that actually work for them.
Olin, we were talking about that during one of the breaks here. That is exactly what they have to do.
And the thing is, in full disclosure, I said John Harbaugh is not worried about implementing his offense in Baltimore.
Right.
He's worried about winning. And because you're hired to win games, not necessarily to run an offense.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's just turning the film on, going up on the grease board with your grease, you know, with your pens, and saying, "Wow, I wonder what has actually worked for us." Because keeping Mitch in the pocket, running the zone read, running the RPO. Look, when you run the RPO and the zone read, Cody Whitehair can't help you do that from the center position. So you're going to have to do that yourself, and that has not worked for them. But what has worked is I formation, running the ball, coming downhill, max protection, and or McVay's offense that is no huddle, where Coach Nagy can stay in Mitch's ear to you know, 15 on the clock and help him out with reading the defenses.
Thank you, Olin. Great stuff. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Olin.
Appreciate it, guys.
That's Olin Krutz. Boy, he does a really good job.
Great insight.
Yeah, he's always spot on. It's always a joy to talk to Olin and, of course, Tom Thayer as well. And Tom Thayer Live was brought to you by your local Ford dealers and the Ford Tough F-150, the official truck of the Chicago Bears.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.